Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I've been waiting to talk about some of this stuff for a week. Jen Tsai was very busy last week. I think she was even part of the Patriot Awards on Fox. But there's a couple of big stories. I explained a little bit about Tish Hyman going even a little bit more vocal. But this Elizabeth Eddy story from the National Women's Soccer League is still something I want to explore with Jen, who is the founder and CEO of XXXY Athletics. Welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
So let me start with what happened with Elizabeth Eddy and maybe just describe that situation. Then what I want to do, Jen, is I want to play the audio. I have a bite from her teammate that was, you know, angry when she put this piece out. But kind of give us the background for folks who might not know about that from last week.
Yeah, Elizabeth Eddy is a veteran player in the National Women's Soccer League. I think she's a midfielder on Angel City FC, which is the L.A. team. And she wrote an op-ed, gosh, it's about 2.5 weeks ago at this point, maybe 3 weeks ago, in the New York Post, basically calling for the league to, you know, put clear boundaries around women's soccer, basically in the nicest possible way, make women's soccer for women only. There are quite a few males playing in the National Women's Soccer League. They aren't trans identified, but they have other kind of medical disorders, I guess you could call it. And they may think of themselves as women. They may have been raised as girls, but they are not. They are male and they play in the league. So she wrote this op-ed. Then she got kind of quiet. And then a few days later, the team captain held a press conference and called her a bigot and a racist.
Yeah, so here's part of that here.
We don't agree with the things written for a plethora of reasons, but mostly the undertones come across as transphobic and racist as well. The article calls for genetic testing on certain players, and it has a photo of an African player as a headline, and that's very harmful. And to me, it's inherently racist because to single out this community based on them looking or being different is absolutely a problem. And as a mixed woman with a black family, I'm devastated by the undertones of this article.
So she's referring to the picture in the New York Post featured an image of Barbara Banda, who is from Zambia, who, if you look up Barbara Banda, looks like a man. And you've pretty much gone out there, Jen, not too afraid to say this is a man, right?
Yeah, I mean, years ago, maybe it wasn't that long ago, I don't know the year, there was a test done that showed extremely high levels of testosterone for Banda. And basically, the Zambian team said, no, you can't play in women's. But then kind of shipped her to the U.S. She's the highest paid female women's soccer player. I'm not going to say female soccer player.
Right.
She's the highest paid soccer player in the women's league. She had this test for excessively high testosterone. It was levels that simply do not appear in women, even at the highest level. Even when women have disorders where they have high testosterone, there's no overlap with how much Banda has. But the league doesn't seem to care. There are several players, one in fact on Angel City FC, suspected of the same. They are often African players. That doesn't make this racist. I think it just makes it, I think in some countries, these disorders aren't identified at a young age. And I think these athletes might be raised in the early years as female. Who knows if they are? I don't know. All the pictures available of Banda as a young adolescent, he's dressed like a man. He looks like a boy. He's not even trying. So, I'm willing to go out there. And I think that the league and basically everybody's been in cahoots to hide the fact that this is a man and ensure that he never takes a chromosomal test to prove that he's a man. Just like Imani Khalif. It's the same thing.
Yeah, right. So that's the Olympic boxer, right?
That's right. So that's the boxer that won a women's gold medal in boxing, I think welterweight last summer in Paris that everybody talked about. There was a second man too, but there was this one. He has what's called a difference in sex development, where he had underdeveloped male sex organs at birth, possibly was assumed to be female, but at a certain point, meaning puberty, it becomes quite obvious they are male and not female. And so then to continue down the path of the charade and take gold and beat women up in the ring in Paris, and for Banda to be the highest paid player in the women's league as a male, it's insulting. So anyway, there's the whole, I think the thing with Eddie, with Elizabeth Eddie, just proves we're not done yet, right? She wrote the most gently worded op-ed. She was more polite than I would be, saying we need basically sex testing in soccer to ensure the integrity of the women's league. And it just, you're a racist. Race has nothing to do with it.
It has nothing to do with it. So here's what's interesting. You know, and I looked at a New York Times piece about this that talks about all of it. And I heard what you and the audience just heard what you said. There is nowhere in the coverage of Barbara Banda that says this, that in the 2022 Women's Africa Cup of Nations, she was withdrawn from the Zambian squad and deemed ineligible for the tournament because of her natural testosterone levels were considered above the limit set by CAF regulations. And she reportedly refused to take hormone suppressing medication to meet requirements. There is nowhere in the legacy media coverage of this story, Jen, that's even mentioned.
Nope. You can't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Can't find it. You can't find it. It's the same with Caster Semenya. The same thing with Caster Semenya, the track and field athlete who won gold in 2016, also a man. And these players never submit to the test for sex because they're men and they know they're men and they don't want to be exposed as men. Look, that's exactly what happened with Imani Khalif. Now that World Boxing has implemented sex testing, Khalif is like, oh, that's wrong. I'm not going to submit myself to that. an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And they already do tests, Mark. It's like, it's so ridiculous. They just reveal themselves. And it's really important to know that the highest levels, there are disorders in women where they have high testosterone levels. They don't come anywhere near male levels.
Yeah. And that's important. And that's important. Hey, for whatever reason, Jen, I'm losing your signal just a little bit. So I don't know if you have another area in the location you're at that might be a little better. Because I wanted to get to the Tish Hyman story. This is interesting as well. She's a lesbian who goes off on a man that's in her locker room at a Gold's Gym in Los Angeles. It goes viral. She gets some attention. She's extremely well-spoken. She goes and she sits down with State Senator Scott Wiener, who wants to run for Nancy Pelosi's seat, and says, how could you not protect women? And his response is, well, trans woman's a woman, right? The same thing we hear. Trans man's a man, a trans woman's a woman. That's all we need to talk about.
Yeah, can you hear me any better now?
Yeah, sounds like a little better,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I don't know, I'm having problems today. Scott Wiener's the worst. He was a state senator when I lived in San Francisco for many years. Tish is awesome. She's the woman who encountered a man in the Gold's Gym locker room and the video went viral. She traveled to San Francisco two nights ago, I believe. Wiener is running for Nancy Pelosi's seat, and she confronted him about his policies and asked, will you stand up for women? Will you protect women? And his answer was basically, trans women are women. So I take that as a no.
Yeah,
trans
I take
women
that as
are
a hard
women.
No.
And she
right.
said, no, they're men. She said they're men.
Yeah, you know, and this kind of goes back. Let me kind of circle back to the National Women's Soccer League, because you and I have talked about this, and this is where Elizabeth Eddy really did something brave. And if you read her piece, there's nothing that's hate-filled in there. Sue read it, because you were very curious about it. It's very well put together, you know, talks about the science and how the fairness issue is important. Doesn't really, you know, go after anyone in particular. And it's just shocking to me that she's the only one that comes out and says this, and then the rest of the league tries to shut her up or say, we don't stand for this. This is racist. We don't care. I'm just surprised by that. I really am.
Well, I'm not surprised. We have not made cultural progress. We have made some governing body progress. We have an executive order, which is not a law. But in the culture, despite the fact that 80% of people agree with us, the vast majority are still really afraid to stand up and say it. And what we saw with the soccer league is exactly why. I mean, they didn't address her argument. They just called her terrible names. They smeared her and her reputation.
Right.
And this is where we are. I mean, we have a long way to go. I've said since I started this brand, there's a cultural battle that needs to be fought and won. And we're just starting that. And I think Tish is going to help a lot move the ball down the field.
As someone who regularly wears his XXXY gear, I believe Tish had an XXXY shirt on when she was visiting with Senator Wiener. Did I see that correctly?
She did. And here's the funny
wow.
part. She wore it backwards so that he wouldn't, because the logo is actually on the front, and I think she didn't want him to see it, so he would take her questions.
Oh.
But then when she turned around and walked out, it was like a great shot. So, yeah, she did have it on.
My wife had her hat on the other day, and we always, you know, are curious if anyone notices, and someone noticed with approval the other day. So we love our XXXY gear. You know that, Jen. Say thank you for coming on this afternoon. Keep up the fight.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.